you're 4 years into your football management career. How is it for you?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I enjoy it. I enjoy managing. I enjoy dealing with players and people every day. I think that's one of my strengths as a person. Everybody's a human being to me. Although I'm the manager, I just make decisions at the end of the day. They've all got feelings and they've all got emotions, and you have to harness that and empathise at times. But I enjoy the job. I think I'm good at it. And we've made steady progress as a football club, and we need that to continue.
You played here at the start of your career, 160-odd games. You're from just down the road. Does it feel like home? Does it feel like family?
Yeah, it does. It's a family club. I was asked a question the other day that somebody said you seem quite grounded and don't go looking for interviews and stuff. I said I can't afford to become big time with having so many friends and family around the area, because I'll get put in my place straight away. It's a family-based club. I started my career here, as you said. They gave me a chance to spend 25, 26 years in a game that I love. And, us getting to Wembley is a little token of the appreciation I've got for the football club.
How difficult is it to keep a club the size of Walsall's with a relatively small budget in and around the middle of League One, maybe flirting with the playoffs, when the division is scattered with some very big side, Bristol City, Preston, and various others?
It's very difficult, but we've got a policy here and a philosophy of how we want the game to play, what sort of people we want here. That's just as important as the style of play we want. We have a value system at the football club, which is from the boardroom all the way down to the academy, of the sort of people we want here. Good old-fashioned values. Our recruitment policies, we do a thorough check on the background of the players who we bring in here and make sure that they fit in. And we want to play a possession-based, exciting brand of football. We haven't scored anywhere near as many goals as we would like to this season, but that's a work in progress. And it will continue to be, because we know we are a development club as well. We develop players and players who come here and score 20 goals, like Will Grigg did, who's come through the system, and Jamie Patterson. They will eventually move on, because as a football club, you can't stand in the way of that. And it opens the door then for other players to come in and do what Tom Bradshaw has done. And a third of our players have come through the academy, and that's something that we want to continue to do.
You played for some interesting characters down the years. I think you did a UEFA Pro licence with Roy Keane and Brendan Rodgers. How much did you learn about management from those times, and how much are you still learning now?
Yeah, you're learning every day. Every day is a school day, we say, and all the managers I've played under, all the coaches I've worked under, you learn from. I was thrown into a coaching role at Leighton Orient. Finished my career earlier. Martin Linger, a friend of mine, was manager at the time, wanted me to take over the youth team job. Told me my legs had gone, even though I felt I could still play.
Isn't that always the case?
That was always the case, yeah. And I went there, and within 4 months, he'd moved me up to assistant manager. And it was a whirlwind, and we got promoted in my first season as assistant manager. And I was probably more intense then than I am now. I'm more relaxed as a manager. Obviously, learnt an awful lot from Martin, and Martin's gone through a tough period of time with depression. He's come through it, and he's a stronger person for it, and I'd like to think I've helped him with that as well.
It's a break from the league this weekend. Are you looking above, below, or both?
We just look at the next game. That's all we can do. You only get 3 points every game you're playing, and we can only look at the next game. Whatever happens. Everybody has to play each other, and there's points. I know they have all these prediction calculators and stuff like that, but never look any further than the next game, because that's all you can work towards.